Okay, Crystal, I know they got it because this was just a giveaway. But some of these quizzes have been harder than others, so I figure, hey,
let me,
yeah, Christmas time and all that, right? So this was a little easy. But anyway, let's tell them who this group is anyhow.
I think it may be Alvin and the Chipmunks.
There we go. Alvin and the Chipmunks. I tell you what, they were so underrated. These guys should have gotten more hype than they got. I mean, they should have been at least one Grammy.
Well, they made a movie. They just had a few movies.
Yeah, yeah.
Recently.
Yeah. I might need to go ahead and watch at least one.
Yeah, they're pretty good.
They're pretty good.
Yeah.
All right, ladies and gentlemen. So, okay, you know that's coming up this Friday, Power Friday. I'm going to ask you now. I think with this one, I think it would be fair if I give no clues.
Right. They don't need any help with
there
this.
There you go. So y'all just got to be ready. When I play this one, I'm going to ask you, tell me who it is. Just tell me who it is. Well, Crystal, in the meantime, we're going to be working on getting healthier between now and Power Friday. I know a lot of people are going to be saying, okay, Christmas time, I'm not waiting to turn a new leaf in January. I'm going to start what I need to start right now.
Right. So, like I said earlier, there are six dimensions of wellness. You have occupational wellness, which is learning to find satisfaction in your occupation and finding ways that you can improve your skills and improve your crafts to gain the ultimate. So, for example, a lot of jobs have classes that you can take to help you with customer service or to help you with learning how to relate with your boss, or if you are a boss, learning how to relate with your coworkers. So occupational wellness is most of the time overlooked because we don't think of that. But if you think about it, most people spend about 8 hours a day at work. So if you're not well with your occupation, that can cause a lot of stress, which we'll talk about in a minute. The second dimension is social wellness. So social wellness is how you are able to get along with others in your community and what you're able to contribute to the community. So we can't live isolated lives. We have to live with others. So it's important that we're able to learn how to connect with others and have healthy relationships with others. The third type is intellectual wellness. Intellectual wellness is just making sure that you are continuously, constantly educating yourself. So education does not stop with your degree, but you should read. A lot of times nowadays, we don't read the newspaper anymore because we have the internet. But, you know, ask yourself, what was the last book that I read? Are you educating yourself on current events? And then we have the last three dimensions of wellness is what I'm going to focus on today. Physical wellness, spiritual wellness, and emotional wellness. So I believe that spiritual wellness, this is just my opinion. If your spiritual wellness is good, then all of the rest fall into place. There is a connection and there is a relationship between your spiritual wellness and your emotional wellness, and ultimately your physical wellness. There's a connection with the mind and the body. Have you heard of the fight or flight?
Yes.
Okay. So the fight or flight is really another name for the sympathetic nervous system. So with the sympathetic nervous system, we either want to stand there and fight or we're going to run. So if you see a bear, you have to decide, are you going to fight this bear? If this bear is standing right in front of you, or are you going to run? But what happens in your body is there are things that go on in your body with the fight or flight system or the sympathetic. Your heart rate goes up. Your heart starts to beat faster. You may start sweating. Your palms may start getting sweaty because you're preparing your body to either fight or to flee. But these type of situations can happen in our everyday life. If you get into an altercation or an argument or a disagreement with someone at work, your sympathetic nervous system automatically activates. So if you have a hard time coping with things, you are constantly causing that fight or flight system to be activated. And over time, this can cause damage to your blood vessels, and this can cause damage to your heart, because you are constantly putting yourself in this fight or flight stage. So people who don't have a good spiritual well-being can have a hard time learning how to manage their emotional wellness. So let's define emotional wellness. Emotional wellness is how you are able to manage your feelings. We all have feelings. Yes. Feelings are important. Mm-hmm. The problem is when your feelings govern your decisions and when your feelings govern your actions. And so when your emotional wellness is not intact, then you can make bad decisions. You may enter into relationships that are unhealthy. A lot of women tend to be more emotionally driven than men. And that's just reality. I think if you look back at Adam and Eve, when Adam and Eve were cursed, women were cursed in relationships. God said that you will endure pain with childbearing. And men were cursed with their work. God cursed the ground. And so many times men are more focused on work. And ladies, I'm not saying that you don't care about work, but men tend to be more driven in their careers and in their occupation as a whole. Not every man. Every man is not the same. But women deal with more with relationships. So for a man, many times, if things aren't going well at work or if things are not going well in their job, they want to make that right. But with women, we are so consumed with the relationship. We want to make sure everything is right at home or with our children or with our mate. That can consume us sometimes. So we have to make sure that we are not allowing our emotions to drive us, but that we are maintaining a spiritual connection to God through prayer, through studying our word. And self-talk is not the same as prayer, but self-talk is important. So I relate prayer to the spiritual, and I relate self-talk to emotional. So you have to constantly maintain an optimistic mindset when it comes to your emotional wellness. You know, Carlton, nowadays you hear about so many pastors committing suicide, and you hear about a lot of celebrities who are wealthy committing suicide. Could it be that they have not learned how to manage their emotions and manage their feelings? And this is not to judge anyone. This is not to be judgmental. But to say that your spiritual and your emotional can affect also your physical.
Wow. Ladies and gentlemen, more from our guest, yours and mine, is Krista Smith in just a few. Stay with us.
Simon, will you cut that out? Boys!